Welcome to the Gadgeteer Podcast. This is Julie Streetelmeyer. Yes, that's how you say my last name if you've been wondering all these years. And like I said, this is the very first Gadgeteer Podcast. Didn't really want to call it a podcast. I wanted to call it a netcast. But my web developer, Rob Tillotson, convinced me to do otherwise. He said that if I called it a netcast, no one would actually know what the heck I was talking about. And he had a point, so I'm going with the tried and true term of podcast. The reason why I don't really like the term podcast is basically because it makes it sound like you have to listen to it on an iPod. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because I happen to love iPods. I have like 5 of them in my house right now. But you can listen to this podcast on any type of device that supports MP3s. You could listen to it on a phone, your PDA, your computer, whatever. So I think that the term netcast is a better term, and it's one that Leo Laporte is trying to get started. If you've ever watched screensavers from the old Tech TV show on cable, you'll recognize the name Leo Laporte. And of course, if you've heard the name Kevin Rose, who is one of the originators of Digg.com, he was also on that show. That was a really great show, and I miss it a lot. But anyway, this is, like I said, the first time I've ever done this, so you're going to have to bear with me because I really don't know what the heck I'm doing, and I have no script. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, which is usually how I do things. I kind of fly by the seat of my pants, so hopefully I will think of a good topic here before too long and get started talking about it. I guess I could thank everyone for making the Gadgeteer garage sale that I had last week a complete success. Well, I guess I can't say it's a complete success because I had a few things left over, which I've since posted back up. But the best things did sell quickly, really quickly. And it helps out. It helps me buy new gadgets to review on the site. So thanks to all you guys, and thanks to everybody that was interested in the review items that I posted the other day. That was a real big success. I actually boxed those up and mailed them out today. So people, if you're listening to this, you should be getting those items quickly, so get busy. And for those of you that tried out to get one of them and missed out this time, just beware that early this week I will be posting a few more things, and these are even better than some of the things I posted last week. So that's just a teaser, so keep an eye out on the site, in my gear diary especially, at the bottom of the front page. If you're not familiar with the site and you're getting to this podcast through iTunes, I guess I should say that you can visit The Gadgeteer at the-gadgeteer, GADGETEER.com. The site's been around for 9 years now, and we have over 1,600 reviews and articles online. So visit often. Okay, so let's get started. I think what I want to talk about is something I've been reading about on various websites lately, and something that keeps percolating in the back of my mind. People that give up their PDAs and go back to paper. Now, how many of you guys out there have actually done this and lived to tell about it? One such article that comes to mind, I think, is the first one that I read from Mike Rhodes of RhodeDesign.com. And by the way, I'll have the links to any sites that I might mention in the show notes on The Gadgeteer. So anyway, Mike had an article where he had actually ditched his PDA and created his own templates for a calendar, you know, like using a Moleskine, which is a popular hardbound notebook that you see people carrying around and talking about these days. So he gave up his PDA and he's using that to keep track of his daily activities, to-do lists and such, and then probably uses a regular mobile phone to keep track of his contacts. And, you know, I use the Trio 650. That is my primary phone right now, and it has been for, I'd have to look it up, but it might be going on a year now. It seems like I'm always wanting to ditch that phone, but I can't. Once I try a different phone, within like 1 to 2 weeks, I'm right back with the Trio. And I think it's because of the thumb keyboard. It's so easy to input data. But at the same time, you know, I'm a girl that does not like to carry a purse. And so when I carry my phone around, I usually have cargo pants on, so I'll have the phone in my pocket. If I don't, and if I'm wearing jeans, it's kind of a pain to stick it in my back pocket. So there's times when I just don't want that big of a phone. But when I don't have the phone, then I wish I had it. So I'm wondering if these people that have decided to forego the PDA for paper find themselves wishing that they could go back to the PDA. Now, I don't know if I've read anything from Mike Rode to see if he had actually, if he's still sticking with it, sticking with paper, or if he's gone back to the electronic version. But there's another guy that I just read about not too long ago, maybe last week. Sean McGill of PDA247.com, he did the same thing. He had a Trio, and he ditched it in favor of paper. And just tonight, I read that he's kind of considering going back to the PDA. 1 week was maybe just enough for him to realize that it's kind of hard to leave that technology. And that's the same thing with me. I could probably do it and get excited about it for maybe a week, you know, just kind of getting a new notebook and figuring it out how I want to lay it out and, you know, getting some kind of new ballpoint pen. You know, always new toys make things fun, right? But then as soon as I'd start using it, I'd probably miss it. And what I would miss most about my Trio is just being able to easily look up information. Yeah, it's a lot easier to write down things on paper. I'll give you that. I mean, I can whip out a pencil and write down a note, you know, draw a diagram or whatever, way faster than I can do on my PDA. And you might not be able to read my writing, but I could read it, and it'd be quicker and easier for me than even using the thumb keyboard sometimes. But then there's the fact that when I want to look up my notes on some topic, and I keep a lot of notes on my PDA just for my job, my day job, and then for the gadgeteer stuff, I can use the search function and just type in a couple key letters, like a keyword, and get that information. And you can't really do that well with a notebook. And then you can't really back up a notebook very well unless you're going to scan the pages every night when you get home, and, you know, that's going to be a pain. So, I mean, there's good sides and bad sides to both. And I'm just wondering, and I'd like to hear from some of you guys out there that may have tried this. I want to hear from those of you that were successful making a switch from PDA or smartphone to paper, the ones that were successful, and then the ones that weren't so successful and found that they couldn't hack it and had to come back to technology. Now, I'm not going to judge any of you guys, because I know that I probably couldn't do it, and I don't think I really seriously want to do it. It just, I feel like I have to have that electronic device with me. I don't know if it's just being a gadget freak or what. Maybe I'm just a freak, but I like having it with me. I like being able to look up for my information easily, keeping track of my phone calls, all that kind of stuff. I just need that. But anyway, you know, write me. Write me at julie@the-gadgeteer.com. Let me know what you think. And I'll share some of your letters on the next podcast. So, let's see. I've talked for maybe 10 minutes. And I think I'm going to leave it at a short podcast this time. I know that I kind of have a slight form of ADD. And after, you know, 10, 15 minutes, I'm not going to listen to somebody blabbing anyway. Especially when they're rambling, like I think I am right now. So anyway, I appreciate all those of you that tried this podcast. Listen to it. I mean, let me know what you think. Should I not even try this again? Should I stick with the written review and not get into this podcast territory? Or if you think that I should keep going, you know, send me some ideas. What would you like to hear me talk about? Do you think I should have guests on? You know, just give me some ideas. Give me some feedback, good or bad. I can take it. And you can always email me, julie@the-gadgeteer.com, and I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. And with that, I will say good night, and see you next time.